Merci, Monsieur le Premier ministre.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Et merci, la Belgique.
And thank you to Belgium.
Your Majesty, heads of state and government, ladies and gentlemen, NATO is the most successful alliance in history. Because of the remarkable bravery of the men and women of our armed forces. And because we stand united, and because we change when the world changes. The handover of our new headquarters marks the beginning of a new chapter. And I want to thank our host nation, Belgium, the thousands of people from across the lines who have contributed to this project, and those who are working to ensure a smooth transition all the way from our old home across the road. This headquarters will be an emblem of a strong, adaptable alliance. It will provide state-of-the-art facilities. It is a greener building helping us to work in new ways. This is a 21st century headquarters for a 21st century alliance. NATO was founded almost 70 years ago to keep our nations safe during the Cold War. But we have constantly adapted as security challenges have evolved. When the Berlin Wall came down, the world changed. And this alliance changed too. Former adversaries became partners and then allies. And for the first time, we went beyond our own borders to help end ethnic wars in the Western Balkans. Then terrorists struck on 9/11. And the world changed again. And so did we. We launched our biggest combat operation ever to fight terrorism in Afghanistan. In 2014, we saw the rise of a new barbaric breed of terrorism. And the national rules-based order was violated when the borders were changed by military force in Ukraine. Once again, NATO responded. With the largest reinforcement of our collective defense in the generation. Not because we seek to provoke conflict, but because we want to prevent conflict. And to preserve the peace. That is why we also remain committed to dialogue. Meanwhile, we have stepped up our role in the fight against terrorism. We have been on the front line of that fight many years. And we continue to help our partners in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere to build up their forces and stabilize their countries. As NATO has adapted to an uncertain world, there has always been one constant, our unity. Throughout our history, we have stood together. And the barbaric attack in Manchester shows how important it is that we continue to stand together in defense of our open societies. So today we will decide what more we should do to keep our allies safe in a more dangerous world. 28 allies, soon to be 29, as we prepare for Montenegro's accession as NATO's newest member. And it is therefore a great honor for me to welcome today Prime Minister Markovic of Montenegro to our Euro-Atlantic family.
Dobro došla Crna Gora. Welcome.
NATO is more than a treaty,
more than an organization.
NATO embodies the unique bond between Europe and North America.
And as we raise our flags today, at this defining moment for our security,
our alliance stands strong, united, and resolute.